Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And woundcare.com. That's Advanced Podiatry and woundcare.com.
Today, folks, the last thing we can do is throw up our hands and say, it's getting too weird. Because I got to tell you, no matter how weird it continues to get, we're going to continue to carry on. I'll tell you that much. Because after a day like today, we've got what happened with Joe Biden with this report. We've got the Supreme Court that is looking at the Trump case from Colorado State Supreme Court. And we have this ruling in Hawaii about the Second Amendment saying it violates the spirit of aloha. Folks, we can't make this stuff up. It has been quite a Friday, or pardon me, a Thursday. So as we head into this Friday edition of the program, it is certainly going to be chock full. Good morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Happy Friday to you. Happy weekend to you. And, of course, as I said, we have a lot to talk about. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine this morning as well by sending us a direct message. And also, you can find out more about the program. You can find me on social media, Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. And you can check out the podcast as well. Welcome to everybody listening, and we're going to get right to it this morning because, as I said, it is going to be chock full. Don't even know where to start, but I will say this. Before we get into some of the particulars of the Joe Biden or the special counsel's report on the document issue with Joe Biden. Now, there will not be any charges brought, according to what we know. But at the same time, there are many things in this report that are incredibly disturbing. Now, some will say, well, you know, see, I told you so, and we've talked about Joe Biden and his apparent diminished capacity for some time now here on this program, probably on a nightly basis, because there seem to be daily examples of Joe Biden, and just in the last few days, we've had examples of Joe Biden making these really big mistakes, as it were, in terms and lapses. You know, when he talked about talking to French President Mitterrand, who died in 1996, but he thinks he talked to him in 2021 when he first came into office. Now, some might say, well, you can make that kind of mistake because you have Mitterrand and Macron. Maybe that's an honest mistake. But he went on to confuse Helmut Kohl with Angela Merkel, and on it goes. And so, folks, this is becoming a lot more relevant. I think it's going to be a lot more relevant to voters, whether or not they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. In fact, and of course, we know that Republicans now, this according to The Hill, one GOP lawmaker is calling on the cabinet to explore, quote unquote, removing Joe Biden from the presidency under the 25th Amendment. And that, my friends, would be obviously a very serious, serious occurrence. I don't think it's going to happen very quickly. However, I do think that we might be seeing the beginning of the end of the Biden presidency, only insofar as that I think that these public displays, and we have an audio. I don't think we have time right here in the first segment, so I hope that you'll stick around for the second segment, because we want to explore that audio of a press conference that Joe Biden gave shortly after this report had come out. And honestly, he just went out and he just made it worse. He just made it worse. And I think everybody would agree with that. By, you know, just basically, you know, forgetting other things. He expressed a lot of anger about being asked about his son, Bo Biden, but he was not able to recall, according to this report, in his testimony, not able to recall, evidently within years, when his son, Bo, had passed away. And obviously that's a very sad thing. That's not the thrust of what we're talking about right here, because obviously that is something that's a horrific thing. We don't want to wish on anybody. But the fact that he then became sort of enraged about that and then explained how he had this rosary that he wears, he says, every single day since the day that he died. And it came from Our Lady of, and then he just kind of trailed off. And that was obvious that he could not recall that either. And so, again, it's all very, very sad, and it's very, very concerning. And I've said before here on the program, you know, we're talking about the President of the United States. We're talking about, you know, the person who has to make these crucial decisions. And, you know, and arguably, right, we've had callers and we've had people send messages, you know, saying essentially, well, Joe Biden's not really in charge. There's somebody else sort of going on, but something else going on behind the scenes, and somebody else is making policy and so forth. And whereas that very well may be absolutely correct, but I'm here to say that both of those scenarios are just as bad. Because
are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Play on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday slash weekend edition of the program. And as we said, this is just going to be chock full this morning. We have so many things to talk about and to tell you about. You know, as we mentioned, this report, you know, said some very, very alarming things. That, you know, maybe, you know, we're talking about these things on talk radio. We're talking about these things, you know, with our friends. We're talking about these things at our gatherings, you know, on social media, wherever you may be. People are talking about, wow, you know, it just seems like Joe Biden isn't doing so well. But now this is something that's behind the scenes. This was something that a special counsel is talking about, that Joe Biden was not able to recall these key factors, these key dates. It's not cool. This is not a good situation for us to be in whatsoever. And so now, of course, it's much more of a tangible thing. And now I think you're going to start to see the floodgates open about people discussing openly how Joe Biden is doing and whether or not he is capable at this point. And so, again, now we mentioned earlier that we have, I think, some audio of Joe Biden and what he was saying at his press conference, where he went out and he talked about, you know, he also went after Trump. Well, Trump did this and Trump did that with the documents, and I didn't do anything, and there's no moving forward with this. They've made their decision. It's their job to make the decision. But here's, you know, what I have to say about it. But then he got into this notion again of being asked about his son who passed away. And I want you to hear in Joe Biden's own words what he sounded like with that. Let's listen in.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away. Simple truth is, I sat for a 5-hour interview over 2 days of events going back 40 years. At the same time, I was managing an international crisis. Their task was to make a decision about whether to move forward with charges in this case. That's their decision to make. That's the counsel's decision to make. That's his job. And they decided not to move forward. For any extraneous commentary, they don't know what they're talking about. It has no place in this report. The bottom line is, the matter is now closed. I'm going to continue what I've always focused on, my job of being President of the United States of America. Now, thank you, and I'll take some questions.
Okay, so stop right there. So this is where Joe Biden is beginning to echo, in my opinion. This is typically what happens when you have a politician who's really trying to, you know, just squash whatever the controversy is. I think they're well aware that the controversy isn't so much of the idea that he had the classified documents. I do think that's an important thing. One wonders why Joe Biden is sort of getting a free pass here as opposed to Donald Trump, when these they're very similar occurrences, and they make very similar arguments, I think. But the idea here, of course, is that the special counsel evidently determined that, well, you know, you bring charges, he's going to present himself to a jury as an elderly, nice man who has a poor memory. That, my friends, is really disturbing, isn't it? An elderly man who's nice, who has a poor memory, so we're not going to move forward with this. I don't know how this determination would have been made, you know, based on the evidence and based on the law and so forth. But at this point, again, I think even the White House understands that is not the that's not the biggest issue that they're dealing with. So they send Joe Biden out there. Joe Biden is out there to you know, go out and defend, you know, himself, or loud this report that he's not going to get charged with anything. I did nothing wrong, etc. But this whole issue about his diminished capacity, poor memory, that's an understatement. All this stuff goes to this next sort of exchange when he does take questions. Let's listen in.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
It's How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak. That's
your memory has gotten worse.
No, look, my memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Mr. President,
voters have concerns about your age. How are you going to assuage them? And do you fear that this report is only going to fuel further concerns about your age?
Only by some of you.
Mr. President,
say, Mr. President, do you take responsibility for at least being careless with classified material?
I take responsibility for not having seen exactly what my staff was doing. As it goes in and points out, things that appeared in my garage, things that came out of my home, things that were moved not by me, but my staff.
Okay, let's stop right there. Didn't Donald Trump's staff pack stuff up, too? I'm pretty sure all the presidents, they have, and vice presidents, for that matter, have staff that pack things up. So, this is kind of predictable. I'm pretty sure that, you know, this is going to be the standard sort of response to this kind of thing. But as this gets into a little bit more intensity, I want you to see just how terrible this really does get. Let's continue.
But my staff.
About your age, you would respond with the words, "Watch me."
Watch
many
me.
American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is your judgment. That is your judgment. That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be President of the United States. Finish the job I started.
Okay, so I'll stop right there. So now, this kind of echoes again what politicians will do when they're starting to try to quash something that they know is going off the rails. And that has to do with what he said just a bit ago with, you know, I'm just going to go back to doing my job for the American people. Well, that's exactly what Bill Clinton said. When he said, you know, these charges are false and, you know, this kind of stuff, and I'm going to go back to doing my job for the American people. That's exactly what he did. And this is the same kind of thing because, again, they're not trying to really even explain the documents issue. That's become secondary, I think, to a great degree to them. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to head off this notion that Joe Biden is not capable, that he doesn't remember important special things from his own life, key dates, when he was vice president, and so on and so forth. This is hugely damning to him as politically. No doubt about that. And so now you'll see then, of course, the anger flash with Joe Biden. That's your opinion and this kind of thing. It goes on from there. So let's continue. Let's listen in.
Why are you refusing the names of
your leaders? I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
He
did not say that.
Okay.
He did not say that.
No, Mr. President.
Let me answer your question. The fact of the matter is, what I didn't want repeated, I didn't want him to know, and I didn't read it to him, was I had written a long memorandum to President Obama why we should not be in Afghanistan. And I was multiple pages. And so what I was referring to, I said classified. I should have said it was should be private because it was a contact between the president and the vice president as to what was going on. That's what he's referring to. It was not classified information in that document. That was not classified.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war, for the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. In Washington, U.S. lawmakers continue working out how much foreign aid to send. Two U.S. soldiers killed in a drone attack in Jordan are being buried in their home state of Georgia this weekend. 24-year-old Sergeant Kennedy Sanders and 23-year-old Sergeant Brianna Moffitt were among three U.S. soldiers killed in the attack at a base in Jordan on January 28th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Health.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Friday/weekend edition. And we are having fun. We're not hurting anyone. It's all good, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we've already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47, cloudy, looks like no rain for a few days. Welcoming the break. And I appreciate the kind words. He says, ready for another enlightening show tonight. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, absolutely. Semper Fi, Richard, absolutely right back at you. And I appreciate that. And you know what? We're supposed to get a break of the rain, too. Although it started raining late Thursday night here in Southern California. But we are ready for that break as well, because it's just been days and days and days of the rain, relentless, the atmospheric river, the mudslides, all this stuff has just really conspired against this week. So, yes, I'm ready to see a little bit of sunshine and happy that it'll be here, for the next few days. So thanks again, Richard. We sure appreciate the message. And, folks, once again, Friday/Weekend Edition, Kyle Warren with you. And let's continue to listen in here a little bit to Joe Biden when he was talking with these reporters. So let's listen in. Okay, stop right there. As you can see, it's kind of pandemonium. In other words, something has changed today. All right? I'm not trying to be overly dramatic about it, but something has changed today in the sense that now this, in other words, it's now okay, evidently, to talk to Joe Biden, even ask him directly, point blank questions about your mental acuity, you know, what this report says, and so on and so forth. So let's continue.
When you look back at this incident, is there anything you would do differently now? And do you think that a special prosecutor should have been appointed in the first place in both of these cases?
First of all, what I would have done is oversee the transfer of the material that was in my office, in my offices. I should have done that. If I go back, I didn't have the responsibility to that. That was my staff was supposed to do that, and they referenced that in the report. And my staff did not do it in a way that, for example, I didn't know how half the boxes got in my garage until I found out staff gathered them up, put them together, and took them to the garage in my home. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked.
Or able
it
to
was
be
in my house.
Yeah, able to be
locked.
Stop right there. So, actually, I think we cut that out just a little too early. Let's back that up a tad because I want you to hear what he says. They could either be locked or able to be locked, or they weren't like, you'll hear this, here we go.
The stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. It was in my house. It wasn't out in, like, in Mar-a-Lago, in a public place where, and none of it was high classified. Didn't have any of that red stuff on it. You know what I mean? Around the corners? None of that. And so I wish
okay,
I had.
So stop right there. As I understand it, at Mar-a-Lago, I think, didn't they have, like, a special area for this stuff? And the Secret Service would come in, or the FBI, I should say. And one of the big issues the FBI had with it is that they wanted an extra lock, evidently, to be put on some of this. So, you know, it seems to me that there was a lot of dialogue. They knew exactly where these documents were, and they knew that President Trump had them in his possession. These were documents that came to light years later for the Biden issue, sitting in the garage next to the Corvette. You know, that, my friends, I think the American people really do kind of wonder about. All right, so this goes on, but he then decides to end the press conference, and he walks away from the podium. But then they keep shouting questions, and he comes back to the podium. He comes back to the podium and then commences to make another major gaffe as president and trying to remember who he's talking to or what happened. Let's listen in.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing really hard, to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying. And it's got to stop, number one. Number two, I was also in a position that I'm the guy that made the case that we have to do much more to increase the amount of material going in, including fuel, including other items. I've been on the phone with the Qataris, I've been on the phone with the Egyptians, I've been on the phone with the Saudis to get as much aid as we possibly can into Gaza. There are innocent people, innocent women and children who are also in badly need of help. And so that's what we're pushing. And I'm pushing very hard now to deal with this hostage ceasefire.
All right. So there you've got Joe Biden. And again, I think the relevant section right there is, again, President El-Sisi is from Egypt and not from Mexico. So we continue now down this road. And again, yeah, every once in a while, you know, people make a mistake and say somebody else's name and instead of something else, and especially if they're trying to, if they're speaking extemporaneously. And I mentioned this on the program yesterday. You know, I speak extemporaneously for long periods every day, and you know, every once in a while, you'll make a faux pas, you'll make a mistake. You might use the wrong name, or you might make some other kind of mistake that can be corrected, but that's not the norm. If somebody's doing this several times a week, that becomes a pattern, and that's something that we absolutely have to look out for. And this is what we're seeing now with Joe Biden, and it's a very, very disturbing in the extreme. And by the way, I think it's important to say too that politics aside, this is incredibly dangerous for the country. Now, will we start to see calls for the removal of Joe Biden as president of the United States under the 25th Amendment? Well, according to The Hill, one Republican lawmaker from New York, Representative Claudia Tenney, called on members of the Biden administration to explore, quote-unquote, removing President Biden under the 25th Amendment after special counsel cleared him of any wrongdoing but painted him as an elderly man with a failing memory. In a letter obtained by Fox News Digital, Tenney reportedly wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland Thursday night to share her grave concerns. Quote, after concluding that President Biden knowingly and willfully removed mishandled and disclosed classified documents repeatedly over a period of decades, Mr. Hur nevertheless recommended the charges not be brought against him in her letter. Special counsel's reasoning was alarming. Now, back to the article. The special counsel, Robert Hur, released his findings Thursday in the case into Biden's handling of the classified materials. A 388-page report investigated how documents from Biden's time as vice president ended up at his Wilmington, Delaware home and an old office space. Hur determined that he willfully retained the documents but didn't bring forth any charges, describing Biden as, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory. Tenney argued that the Department of Justice cannot ethically bring charges against former President Trump and declined to bring them against Biden. She argued that Biden, who is 81, is lacking the ability to execute his responsibilities as president. So it's incumbent upon you to explore proceedings to remove the president pursuant to the 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution, she wrote. President Biden needs to be charged or he needs to be removed. So this is where there are going to be more battle lines drawn. Well, battle lines, maybe that's the wrong term, but more lines of demarcation where people are going to feel very strongly about either wanting to have the 25th Amendment invoked or to not do that. And, of course, also whether or not Joe Biden will stay on the ticket, because right now you can bet your bottom dollar they're burning the midnight oil at the Democrat, you know, party elite halls of power. And they're saying, okay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, it's still Monday. And it is President's Day. So it may be that you got the day off, maybe. But if you do, we hope that you have some great plans. If you can enjoy yourself a little bit on a three-day weekend. But we're here, we're with you, and especially if you're out there working right now, you're driving or you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing this morning, we're right there along with you. And glad to be with you here on this President's Day, and what a great President's Day I think it will be. And last segment, we were here listening into some of what Mika Brzezinski was talking about, how wise and how accomplished Joe Biden and how successful he is. Well, I don't know. If you look at some of this stuff that having to do with Hunter Biden and the big guy and the big all the money and all the stuff that we're hearing about, Is that the success you're talking about? I'm not sure. All right, so folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have much more to talk about and do here on this Monday morning edition. Well, let's get right to it, because we've got a great song for this segment here before we take a look at some of the national weather out there. And this comes by request. By request from Trucker Ron in Denver, and for Country Music Monday. He sent this in just a little while ago. We appreciate it so much, Trucker Ron. And this is a great version of a Rolling Stones song, kind of countryfied here by Travis Tritt, and turned it into a great country record as well. So it meets all the requirements for Country Music Monday and then some. So let's take a look, or take a listen rather. Here we go. Honky Tonk Woman, Travis Tritt. Welcome back, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. And that is Travis Tritt with his cover version of the Stones classic Honky Tonk Woman. And I've heard various covers of that over the years, obviously. And this one is just pretty cool, if you ask me. It really, really is. So thank you so much, Trucker Ron. We appreciate it so very much. And folks, if you ever have a song you'd like to request, for this part of the program where we play a great song, get you going through the morning, keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you revved up, keep you moving, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and send us a direct message. And I love to say by request. So that there it was. By request. All right. So, and we got another great song coming up the next hour. Also, a request from Trucker Ron this morning. And we got Country Music Monday covered, folks. I think pretty well. Okay, so let's take a quick look here at some of our national weather. Here in Southern California, it's going to be a deluge again with the atmospheric river that we all know and love at this point. I'll let you know how it's going. But right now, it's a moderate risk of excessive rainfall along coastal Southern California today. We've got heavy snow likely over Sierra Nevada and Shasta in California. We've got warming trends expected to expand across the Great Plains through midweek. And a potent upper-level low will continue directing subtropical moisture over much of California today. Heavy coastal and low-elevation rain, thunderstorms, heavy mountain snow, and high winds are expected from the atmospheric river event. Excessive rainfall leading to flash flooding is possible for much of the state of California. I think it's already going on up in Northern California, I believe. Slight risk of excessive rainfall in effect from Humboldt to Orange County, hello, as well as over parts of the Sacramento Valley and along upslope portions of the Sierra. Let's see, the moisture feed into California will weaken considerably and sag south on Tuesday. But the threat of flash flooding will persist across Southern California. In particular, upslope flow into the transverse ranges will support a renewed threat of flash flooding. A slight risk of excessive rainfall is in effect from Humboldt down to San Diego County on Tuesday, mainly due to sensitive soils from today's heavy rain. Up to a foot of additional snow accumulations locally, higher amounts are possible over the Sierra and Shasta mountains on Tuesday. All right, so that's what's happening elsewhere. Also, lake effect snow will come to an end this afternoon across the lower Great Lakes. Upper-level ridging with embedded shortwave energy will support a warming trend across the Great Plains and Mississippi Valley through the midweek, when anomalous temperatures are expected to reach their peak for the week. And that's it. That's the peak for the week, folks. And high temperatures will be between 15 to 25 degrees above average by Wednesday over much of the central U.S. All right. So that's what we're kind of seeing out there right now, folks. That's what we're going to be talking about. Next hour, we'll take another look, and we'll take a look at some of these different weather alerts that we might see across the continental United States, and also some of the precipitation that we're seeing right now as well. So that's coming up next hour in this very segment of the program. But in a few moments here, we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear our top of the hour news, and then we'll be right back at it. Because, folks, this is Monday. We are here. We're glad you're there. We have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about. Don't forget the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we hope that you're having a great Monday. It is President's Day. And we do have a lot to thank, of course, for so many of our great presidents. Certainly Washington and Lincoln, which kind of got the whole thing started with Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, so much in terms of, you know, the founding of the Republic, and then, of course, putting the Republic literally back together again and saving it. One can only wonder what kind of a country we might have had if Lincoln had lived. If Lincoln had been there for Reconstruction, I wonder what kind of things might have happened for the better than under Johnson. So stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Top of the hour news is next, and then we are going to be next after that. So don't go anywhere. It is Monday. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.